Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Had a lot of Prince on the show yesterday. Paying a little tribute to him 4 years ago yesterday. CBS did a nice special on him, 2 hour special honoring him last night. Back around Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game here on this Wednesday morning. Let's head down to Sunshine State. Greg Aumann, who covers the Bucks for The Athletic, and boy, have they been in the news here of late, and they did it right after our show yesterday with the news that they have struck a deal with the Patriots, and they are getting the services of Rob Gronkowski, and he is back in the NFL. Greg, what was the reaction down in your parts? I mean, up here, there was a ripple effect. What was it like down there?
Yeah, pretty wild. Again, much like it was 5 weeks ago with Tom Brady. I think there's been a lot of talk, a lot of wondering what he might do, and it was never really shot down. But yesterday moved very quickly from reports of him being interested in returning, and then within a half hour or so, a deal getting worked out and him being with the Bucks here for 2020.
As you can imagine, Greg, this offseason, the Titans were one of those teams to be heavily rumored for the services of Tom Brady. So, as you can imagine, we talked about it a lot on the show, and I was absolutely all in favor of acquiring the services and getting Tom Brady here as their quarterback, because a lot of it was on just the business side of things. It needs to be the right fit, and it needs to work and make sense on the field. But I also said, you know, for an organization here in Nashville that has had struggles selling tickets, and the fan base has eroded over the years, and it's tougher to get people in the stadium, man. He sells out games, and it just creates a buzz, and everybody's talking about the Titans. That's now happening in your market. It's now happening with the team that you cover. What has it been like since Tom made that decision, and then what happened yesterday? I mean, is everybody – because I think Tampa was kind of in the same situation as the Titans, right? It kind of – when I watched Bucks games, it kind of felt like the same type of atmosphere. What has been their situation with the fan base?
Yeah, first of all, I had honestly thought, I mean, when we were going through reasons why the Bucks wouldn't get Tom Brady, I had thought the Titans were kind of the clubhouse favorite if he decided to leave New England. I just felt like he knew Mike Vrabel a lot better than he knew anybody here in Tampa. I think he probably would think of the Titans as being closer to win now mode. And, I mean, they eliminated his team in the playoffs. So, I mean, I think there has to be a lot of respect there. So I think part of the reason things fell into place for the Bucs was the Titans being as loyal to Ryan Tannehill as they were to give him a big deal to stay there, you know, when Brady was probably an option. In terms of what it's done here in Tampa, it's huge. I mean, I don't know you can fully appreciate it just with coronavirus and kind of the world we live in right now.
Sure. Yeah.
But it changes everything. I mean, this is, as you mentioned, this is a team that was 30th in the NFL in attendance last year, about 15,000 fans short of a sellout on average, and that changes in a hurry. I think it elevates the team nationally in a way that they haven't really been since winning the Super Bowl 17 years ago. So I think, you know, primetime games, I think Jameis Winston had maybe one Monday night game, maybe five total primetime games in 5 years. And Brady might have that this fall. I mean, you think about, you know, Aaron Rodgers comes to Tampa. Patrick Mahomes comes to Tampa this fall. They played Drew Brees twice. Those are all huge, marquee, mega quarterback battle games that suddenly put the Bucks in a lot more living rooms than they're used to being in. So jersey sales through the roof, I'm sure. They've just rolled out new jerseys here in Tampa just in the past month. Brady was the number one selling jersey in the NFL last year. So, again, this changes a lot of things above and beyond the football field.
I also made the case for him on the field. I still felt like, I know everybody's going to bring up his age, but I had no doubts that he still got enough in the tank for, you know, these next 2 years, if that's what it's going to be, for him to keep the thing rolling wherever he lands, what we've been accustomed to with Tom Brady. But I was surprised here how much pushback there was. Maybe it was just people, the hatred for the Patriots over the years. I don't know. But I'll ask you, what do you think Tom Brady still has in the tank? What do you think we can expect?
Yeah, like you said, you have to be concerned about the age. He's in completely uncharted territory. There's never been a full-time 43-year-old starting quarterback in the NFL. But like you said, I mean, he did more last year than any 42-year-old quarterback in NFL history. Twice as many yards, twice as many touchdowns as any 42-year-old before. I think the biggest thing he can change, and this is why the Bucs are making a change in the first place, is just turnovers. I mean, I think Jameis Winston showed he can throw for 5,000 yards, 33 touchdowns last year, but he had 30 interceptions. He had 5 fumbles lost. So, you know, Tom Brady's never had more than 14 interceptions in a season. So he gives you somebody who right away can cut your turnovers in half, if not better. So, you know, that helps things out on both sides of the ball because the offense isn't turning the ball over, the defense isn't having to jump back on the field. I don't know that they expect him to be, you know, the Tom Brady of Super Bowl 2 years ago. But if he's even just the guy he was last year in kind of a down year, he's going to have better personnel to work with here than he had in New England last year, especially with Gronkowski on board now. So I think they have expectations of still being a really good offense and maybe cutting their turnovers down significantly.
Talking to Greg Allman from The Athletic. He covers the Tampa Bay Bucks, and we are getting insight on the Rob Gronkowski trade that has been agreed to between the Bucks and the Patriots. So, Greg, looking at it, you have a couple of really good tight ends already on the roster, and I was reading your coverage of the trade. They've got some salary cap issues. So what do you think's running around Bruce Arians' mind of what to do with Gronk, how to use him, and what to do with O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate?
Yeah, it's intriguing. I mean, it's just a gluttony of talent there at tight end. You don't really need three tight ends like that. You know, O.J. Howard's inexpensive. He's on his rookie deal. He would probably benefit from being in the same room as Rob Gronkowski. But I think you have to just be careful with your resources. So they don't have a lot of room to make free agent additions. So I think you want to – I mean, usually the cheapest way to add talent is draft picks in general. So if they can trade O.J. Howard, they save about $2 million in cap room. I don't know what his demand or his market value is right now, but if they could get a third-round pick for him, they might see that as value. They might just go with Gronkowski and Cam Brate here. I mean, Cam Brate has 27 touchdowns in the last 5 years. That's fourth highest among NFL tight ends. So they'd still have a really good 1-2 here. You know, the challenge is that O.J. Howard played a ton of snaps. He played more last year than any year he's been in the NFL. A lot is a blocking tight end. And, I mean, you have to wonder how confident they are in terms of how many snaps they can count on from Rob Gronkowski after a year out of football and after being limited by injuries in his last 3 years. So that's my hesitation there, is just not wanting to trade away O.J. Howard unless you were sure you had guys that could step in and play the volume of offensive plays that he played last year.
Why do you think O.J. Howard's production as a pass catcher went down last year?
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple of plays that were costly turnovers early last year. First game of the season, had a pass that went off his hands for a pick, had another one of those, had a bad fumble in Bucs territory close to the end zone. And I think that created some hesitation in terms of when they go to him. He isn't the guy they've really gone to a lot in the red zone. They like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in the red zone. So his playing time was up. His targets were pretty close to where the year before. The big drop-off was touchdowns. He had 5 and 6 in his first 2 years, and he had 1 last year. So that's where the drop-off was. I think that could have certainly changed and still can change. If you think about how well Tom Brady utilizes the tight end, even if Gronk is there. I mean, I think Gronk becomes your primary tight end target now. But they've shown, I mean, the Bucs have had years where he and Brady had 5 and 6, 6 and 8 touchdowns. So you can have two tight ends that play well in this offense. Tom Brady had 1 year where he threw 24 touchdowns to tight end. I mean, Gronkowski had 17, which led the NFL, but they're their second tight end. I forget who it was that year. Maybe Martellus Bennett, I forget. But he had 7 as the second tight end. So this is a position that can thrive beyond the number one. They just have to decide, you know, how they value keeping Howard versus getting a draft pick to help long term.
Boy, it does seem like a good fit for Brady. And with that in mind, what do you think, what can we expect the style of the offense to look like with the Bucs? Bruce Arians, how much does his philosophy mesh with what Tom Brady has done in the past, and of course Byron Leftwich in the mix as well? What's your vision? And also take a look at the running back position. That's another thing that maybe in the draft they could upgrade if they get that part of it fixed. Wow, the potential is there.
Yeah, I think they'll work to kind of find a compromise in the middle ground between what Arians has always liked and what Tom Brady's strengths are. I do think throwing to the backs, throwing to tight ends will be a bigger part of this offense for sure. Brady has always had success throwing to his running backs. I think he has more than 100 receptions to running backs in each of the last three seasons. So Arians has talked publicly about finding a pass-catching back and making that a priority. You could see the Bucs do that. I don't think it's a first-round thing for them at all, but I think they pick at number 45 in the second round, and that could line up with some of the top three or four backs in the draft. I mean, I don't know if that gets you a DeAndre Swift or Jonathan Taylor, but maybe Clyde Edwards-Helaire from LSU. He's probably the best pass-catching back in this draft. He had 55, 56 catches last year. That's somebody that would step in and complement a guy they still like in Ronald Jones, who stepped up and was their leading rusher this past year.
So Darren was asking you about the obvious bump that you're getting with attention, the Tom Brady jersey sales, the spotlight you're going to get nationally, the fan base. Let me ask you this, with the expectations that go along with this, what do you think is fair in terms of expectations for the Bucs now, where their roster sits?
Yeah, it changes everything. I mean, this is a team that hasn't been in the playoffs since 2007, hasn't won in the playoffs since the Super Bowl in February, January 2003. So you immediately go from that to having Brady and Gronkowski, who know nothing but postseason success. Brady's been in the postseason, I think, 17 times. So now you have, suddenly you're a team that not only has the expectation of making the playoffs, but, I mean, their success as a team this year is going to be entirely determined by what they do in the playoffs. It's not enough for Tom Brady to just end that streak and end the drought here in Tampa. For him to think of this as a successful year is going to be measured in how many playoff wins he has. Tampa Bay has 6 playoff wins in their history in, 45 seasons. So if they come out and they don't host a playoff game, if they don't win the division, if they don't win a playoff game, it's going to be considered a disappointment by Tom Brady's standards. So it sets the bar much, much higher than they've known here in a long time.
All right, last thing, Greg. I threw out, as we were talking about in the first segment before we brought you on, over, under receiving yards for Rob Gronkowski this year, and I want to know how you're going to go. Over, under, 650 yards.
Yeah, see, when you said it, I had 600 in my mind. So if you go 650, if I just have to put the house on it one way or the other, I'm probably going under. And that's guarding against injury. That's knowing that Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are really good receivers. If he has 600 yards and 6 touchdowns, I think that's exactly what they need him to be, especially if he's there for Tom Brady in the postseason. I mean, those two, that's when they've been at their best, is in the postseason. They've got 3 touchdowns together in Super Bowls. They've got, I think, 12 touchdowns together in the playoffs. So that's when he really becomes dangerous and earns his pay as Tom Brady's favorite target.
So if I had it at 599, you might have taken the over?
That's right. 599.5, it's a push for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the visit. Really,
right to the line.
Yeah, no, I just kind of threw it maybe, on top of my head. I looked at his last year, which was 2018, and obviously he was banged up some of it, which he was banged up a lot late in his career. But I think he had 685 yards in his last year with the Patriots. And, he's not going to look like the Gronk that, we were used to 3 and 4 years ago. But 600, I thought 650 is about right. Mm-hmm. But
And Gronk, so, honestly, for Gronk, he's not really a yards guy as much as he's always been a touchdown guy.
Yeah,
he had more touchdowns in the 2010s as a decade than any player in the NFL catching the ball, receiver, tight end, anything. Had 79. So that's where he's going to be decided. If he gets 6-8 touchdowns, it'll be a great year. If he has 3, people will say he shouldn't have come back, all that kind of stuff.
It's going to be fascinating to watch for sure. Greg, really appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, of course. No, thank you guys very much. You guys stay safe. We'll talk soon.
You do the same. Greg Allman covers the Bucks for The Athletic. Good stuff there from him, talking about the acquisitions of Tom Brady and now Rob Gronkowski for Bruce Arians and that Tampa offense. Wow. And if they get a guy like DeAndre Swift or something, like I said, if they just get that running back, man, they are going to be lethal. They are going to score points. And remember, last year when the Titans played the Bucs, guys, they were the number one defense against the run in that game. Remember coming into that game, they were the number one defense in the league against the run. So if they still have a really good defense and they have those weapons on offense, could be pretty scary stuff there down in Tampa. We'll come back. Craig Smith, Crazy Legs, will join us at 11 o'clock today. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll come back with more here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.